German immigrants. Most of the nearly 100,000 German immigrants who came to America in the colonial era settled in Pennsylvania. Using agricultural methods developed in Europe, these immigrants became successful farmers. The Germans belonged to a number of Protestant groups. Together with the Dutch, Swedish, and other non-English immigrants, they gave the middle colonies a cultural diversity, or variety, that was not found in New England. With the diversity came tolerance for religious and cultural differences. The Southern Colonies. With their rich soil and warm climate, the Southern colonies were well suited to certain kinds of farming. Southern farmers could cultivate large areas of land and produce harvests of cash crops. Because most settlers in the Southern colonies made their living from farming the land, they did not have the need to develop commerce or industry. For the most part, London merchants, rather than local merchants, managed Southern trade. Tobacco and rice. Tobacco was the principal cash crop of Maryland and Virginia. Most tobacco was sold in Europe, where the demand for it was strong. Growing tobacco and preparing it for sale required a good deal of labor. At first, planters used indentured servants to work in the fields. When indentured servants became scarce and expensive, Southern planters used enslaved Africans instead. Slaveholders with large properties became rich on tobacco. Sometimes, however, a surplus, or extra amounts, of tobacco on the market caused prices to fall, and then the growers' profits also fell. In time, some tobacco planters switched to growing other crops, such as corn and wheat. The main cash crop in South Carolina and Georgia was rice. In low-lying areas along the coast, planters built dams to create rice fields, called paddies. These fields were flooded when the rice was young and drained when the rice was ready to harvest. Work in the rice paddies involved standing knee-deep in the mud all day with no protection from the blazing sun or the biting insects. Because rice harvesting required so much strenuous work, rice growers relied on slave labor. Rice proved to be even more profitable than tobacco. As it became popular in Southern Europe, the price of rice rose steadily. By the 1750s, South Carolina and Georgia had the fastest growing economies in the colonies. Tidewater and backwater. Most of the large Southern plantations were located in the Tidewater, a region of flat, low-lying plains along the seacoast. Plantations, or large farms, were often located on rivers so crops could be shipped by market to boat, to market by boat. Each plantation was a self-contained community with fields stretching out around a cluster of buildings. The planter's wife supervised the main house and the household servants. The plantation also included slave cabins, barns, and stables, and outbuildings such as carpenter and blacksmith shops and storerooms. Even kitchens were in separate buildings. A large plantation might also have its own chapel and school. West of the Tidewater lay a region of hills and forests climbing up toward the Appalachian Mountains. This region was known as the Backcountry and was settled in part by hardy newcomers to the colonies. The Backcountry settlers grew corn and tobacco on small farms. They usually worked alone or with their families, although some had one or two enslaved Africans to help. In the Southern colonies, the independent small farmers of the Backcountry outnumbered the large plantation owners. The plantation owners, however, had greater wealth and more influence. They controlled the economic and political life of the region.